It is 20 minutes now before 10 o'clock on this Monday morning here on WPHM. I can imagine when you run for and are elected to an office like United States House of Representatives, you sort of picture what it's going to be like when you get to stand at the podium and address your colleagues in the House passionately arguing for passage of legislation. You probably don't picture it happening at 3:45 in the morning, but that's exactly what happened last week. Congressman Paul Mitchell had a chance to speak at, I think it was 3:40 a.m., is that right?
Yeah, that was an all-nighter, Paul. That it was quite a little enduro.
It sure was. Kind of walk us through that. There was a lot of drama surrounding that. It came from the Senate side. It ended up on the House side, and eventually it did get passed. But what a back and forth volley that was.
It was, and I think it's just unfortunately, this Washington sometimes only operates based on deadlines, crises, and drama. So people like to push things to the ultimate brink in order to, they think, maximize their leverage, but. At some point in time, we have to make adult decisions here, and that's what we came to, is a deal that will provide a two-year budget deal that allows us to budget and appropriate for the next 2 years and get on to other important things we have to deal with in the on our agenda here. It does fund the Defense Department for 2 years on a full level. We've got some real threats. It also fully funds community health centers. There are 11 in the 10th Congressional District. They're really important in our area. And it funds them as well and some things like that. So the good news is we finally got some things accomplished on that.
Of course, the things that we're holding it up are things that are still going to have to be worked out, including immigration, right?
Sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, we're going to have to hold up. We're going to have to deal with DACA. We're going to have to deal with a series of other things that are rolling there. But I think a fundamental responsibility we have is to keep the lights on and to protect this nation through the Defense Department. Those things ought not be leveraged for other political issues. Do you know we've had more service people killed in training accidents than we've had killed in actual military action with the adversaries in the past year? That's a tragedy.
Yeah. What did you think of what, and I know this came from the Senate side, but Rand Paul made headlines during all of this, the senator from Kentucky, saying sure. That, he didn't want to see the deficit continue to grow like it has. What are your thoughts on that?
I think the deficit's a real problem, but the way to deal with that is, again, not through crisis and leverage. I serve on a group that's basically to address the debt. The speaker has formed a group to address how it is we get rid of this deficit spending issue we have. I know the budget committee is in the process of looking at how we revise the budget. A couple of members and I have a bill on going to buy a new budget, zero-based budget, a series of changes. So, in fact, we can get our budgets under control and stop this piecemeal thing that allows you to just spend and spend. A big part of our budget, a huge part of our budget, Paul, is what's called mandatory spending that no one votes on. Mm-hmm. One of the changes are we're going to vote on every piece of that budget, what we spend every year. That's part of what's included in this bill. So I agree. The other comment I'd make is, some of these folks, they go to the mic, they go to the TV camera, they get in front of a camera, and they talk, pontificate about how terrible things are. I propose a series of amendments in the House for 10% cuts in administrative costs in departments other than Homeland Security and that type of thing. I noticed that a lot of these people that want to pontificate about the deficit, none of them climbed on board and help with that. So, when TV time comes, then it's a big issue. But the hard work in getting things done is not in front of a TV. It's in front of committees, just working within committees to make the cuts, not to get your TV time.
You've been in Washington just over a year now. What has this experience been like? You come from a business background, and it's a lot different in government, isn't it?
Well, as I said a bit ago, it's some of it's about people trying to collect their media time, which I find entertaining, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. Part of it is kabuki theater. It's like playing to the crowd. And it gets in the way of accomplishing things. I ran businesses. You're always assessed on your performance and your outcomes, not how much media you collect or whether or not your name comes up first in an article. It gets in the way some days, but it's a system we have, and that's what we work with. The other point I'd make, Paul, is there's over 300 bills that have passed the House and over in the Senate that passed in a bipartisan basis. That is, they're either 100 or more Democrat votes on a voice vote. The majority of what we do there is truly cooperative and bipartisan. Mm-hmm. It's not the drama that you see on TV. But Lord knows, if they're 24-hour news, they have to have something exciting to talk about. So they find something to play up, and it becomes the media story for the day.
Well, but there are often big issues, though, that there's very significant disagreement on.
Some of them are. And some of them are made bigger issues solely because they play so much in the media. And the big issues we're going to disagree on, the direction of government and what's government's role. But even when we do that, there aren't fist fights in the back on the floor of the House, even when we disagree passionately. That's the thing, that there isn't that level of antipathy among most members. Some days it gets exciting, but not the level of drama that you see played out in some places. That's unfortunate, you know.
The president today is going to be talking about infrastructure, about $200 billion in spending. And is that enough? Is it too much? And where does all that money come from?
Well, it's $200 billion over 10 years. Yeah. This budget deal we made last week, it feels like last year, is a down payment on that. But it's $200 billion over 10 years. That will be linked with state, local, and private sector money where it can, to hopefully end up with somewhere over $1 trillion in spending on our infrastructure. It's part of the challenge we'll have as we deal with appropriations for next year and the next 10 years, is what our priorities are to spend money. What we have to address is getting more people into the workforce. We're at the highest level of adult working age males that aren't in the labor force, that aren't working. We need to work on getting them into jobs. It's huge for our economy. We'll also cut our costs for a variety of social programs so we can put that money into infrastructure, for example. We need to work on addressing that issue if we're going to get the economic growth that we truly do need.
Right. Well, Congressman, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us. We'll hopefully talk again very soon.
Anytime, Paul. You take care.
All right, you too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.